The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the other development on the Commanders front today is from the Washington Post. A couple of their politics reporters as well as sports reporter Sam Fortier combining on a headline here where Maryland senators apparently want D.C.'s Air National Guard Squadron in exchange for an RFK deal that could ultimately bring the Commanders back to the city. So to say this differently, fighter jets are currently the sticking point in a negotiation, as if this is some trade where Maryland is holding out because you need senatorial support, right? You need the lawmakers to be willing to give you the land. And they're saying, same. This is, you know, if you go back to like Louise Lucas, the difference is they're not putting out a bunch of memes. They're just like, you know, negotiating. But these senators in Maryland are saying, hey, we'll let you have the land. We want the Air National Guard fighter jets. Now, have you read into this? What does that actually mean?
So I'm again, could not be more out of my depth on this one. I'm out of my depth a lot. This one's special, okay? I don't know how many Air National Guard units there are or how many fighter jets there are in
but
a squadron.
Why does the state need that?
So again,
like, I'm going to read this real quick.
Yeah.
If D.C. gives their state, meaning Maryland, one of its Air National Guard squadrons, which how many is that? How many planes is that?
Again, a great question.
The lawmakers will not oppose a bill allowing the district to redevelop the RFK Stadium site, according to three people with knowledge of the negotiations. Why does the state need those jets?
Because I guess they don't have them, and they would like
to do
their
with
own.
Them.
Different stuff. That's, I think, clearly at the core of this, right? Think about all the different things. Now, in all sincerity, there are quick response things needed. So, for example, someone violates airspace in Washington, D.C. You sometimes have to scramble jets very quickly. I don't know who's doing that. I don't know if that's Air Force Base that does that. I mean, there's all sorts of different jurisdictions at play here.
Do you
right?
remember, this has been now a couple years, but do you remember when there was that sonic boom? And the sonic boom was based on a scrambling of jets? Do you remember this story?
No, remind me.
It was fascinating. So I don't remember exactly what happened, but like, somebody was flying somewhere where they weren't supposed to and not listening to things or something, like some random ham and egger, I'm pretty sure. Just in his, probably his little
some jobber in his little lawnmower plane.
Some donk. And so it got to a point where it was so like perilous toward the city or whatever, where they're going, something's not quite right. And I want to say they didn't launch from like Andrews Air Force Base. I'd have to look the story up. But it might have been Annapolis, if I remember correctly, or even like West Virginia or something. And so they scrambled these jets, to your point. But it was such an insane noise because they were flying so fast, doing such military movie stuff, that in my house and in your house and in Darius's house and in every house of every person listening right now, no matter where you were sitting, you heard what sounded like someone crashed a car into the car in your driveway. Like, it was that loud. It was called a sonic boom. I'd never heard of it. I was fascinated for like 3 days. But anyway, I bring this up, Danny, because those jets got scrambled like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So Maryland wants a jet to scramble in that situation?
They want their own set. And I don't know if they have them or don't have them, or they want another squad. I don't know.
What's Andrews Air Force Base? They don't have 50 jets sitting over there?
That might be a federal thing. Again, this is so – I couldn't be more above my pay grade on this in terms of what I know, what I don't. Yeah, I mean, I've long been a proponent of the F-16 over the F-15. I mean, we're talking about design flaws. But I don't know – exactly the point of this. I do know that this now seems to be a Chuck Schumer production where he's brokering this deal between the parties. The Maryland senators are basically like, we'll drop our fight knowing we're going to lose the team out of Maryland, knowing that we're just going to give away this land in D.C. for folks, presumably then to use it to build a new stadium, and in exchange, give us some fighter jets. And D.C.'s reluctant. Eleanor Holmes Norton basically said, I find that troubling. And there's a couple other quotes in here as well where it's kind of a sticking point. So this is just a reminder that in Missouri, like the state house is like, we want a little bit more funding for discount bus fare. All right, done. You get a stadium. Here it's like 77 different, you know, the National Guard is now involved for some reason, just trying to get all the ducks in a row just to put a big piece of stadium up on some ground. Just different, man.
The flight squadron is one of three requests Maryland's two senators, who would prefer to keep the Commanders in Landover, have made in exchange for backing the bill that would give D.C. control of federally owned RFK's site. They have also requested a public statement from the Commanders about their preferred location for the next stadium and assurances about what the team would build in place of Northwest Stadium. So they want the team to come out publicly and say, we want to be in D.C., and here's what we're going to do in Landover when we leave the stadium. One of the things I've always thought is if they end up in D.C., they will build their team facility elsewhere. I think it should be in Virginia, somewhere out where everyone wants to live. The problem with doing it in Landover is now you're asking guys basically to go live in that area by the stadium.
Well, that's what Maryland wants, I'm sure.
That's what they want, but yeah. I don't know that the houses are there. You know, it's not Ashburn or Loudoun County out there. So that's interesting. Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland has emphasized the importance of the flight squadron in the deal. D.C. leaders have signaled a reluctance to give up their National Guard squadron. Wow. More on this. We'll get Fortier on at 6 o'clock. But, yeah, it's a trade, man. How about that?
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.